are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right.
Clever.
We never really...
Greg and Susan, weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on News Talk 107.9 FM.
God, remember that? 107.9 FM.
Long time ago.
That was a while back. But that whole rocket to success thing, we should have taken that to the next level and done t-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
I have a mug.
Why didn't we?
Rusty gave me a mug the last time I was here that has that on it.
The rocket to success.
Oh, yes. The one that was in the pantry for 8 years?
Yes. Yeah, and as I was downsizing from 1,400 square feet on the Eastern Shore to 799 square feet here in Old Cloverdale.
Well, how much space do you really need?
Well, exactly. But, you know, when you downsize, you find things that you kind of don't really need. You have to make sure that what you bring along and what you keep are important to you.
Well, you'll be happy to know that since you...
That mug... Wait, let me finish. That mug came up for decision. Do I keep this mug or do I give it away? It's in my cabinet right now.
I really don't think you have much choice. I think it was that important to you. You're doing is you're coming to terms, finally, with how much I and this show have meant to you over the years. And it's about damn time. Have you killed any men since you've been out of town? Just asking for a friend. Or caused the premature passing of anybody?
No, but I dated a priest.
We'll be back with more here on News Talk 93.1 FM as soon as we finish this exorcism.
I like what I like, and I do what I want.
Do what you want, be who you want, and elevate your game to fabulous at Wind Creek Atmore. Stay in our luxurious suites and rooms, relax in the tranquil spa, play any of our 1,700 exciting games on our spacious gaming floor. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama. And God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The Harrier 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harrier 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Welcome back to another day at the Masters. With golf terms like ace, birdie, eagle, Bogey, Bacall, Zinger, Whamalama Ding Dong, and of course, the Boom Shakalaka. The Masters continues on CBS.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
F4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. O.J. Simpson has died. The former football star, who was acquitted of charges he killed his former wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ronald Goldman, but wound up in prison years later in an unrelated case, died in Las Vegas on Wednesday night. Simpson had been battling cancer. Officials in Slidell, Louisiana, are assessing the damage that follows a suspected tornado spawned by a system of severe weather that was also blamed for a death in Mississippi and damage from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. On Wall Street, stocks finishing mixed. This comes a day after tumbling on worries that interest rates may stay high for a while. The Dow was down 2 points. The NASDAQ gained 271. The S&P 500 was up 38. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Progressive asks, what do a late night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
I have a bone to pick with you.
Well, I'm off to the fair city of your birth. I'll bring you a hot dog on Sunday.
Please, bring me a wiener.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir. Did you ever have a Vienna wiener?
No, I had a Chinese wiener one time.
I know what the guy said when he served it. I don't have a Chinese wiener, but I do have a sausage.
Reliving the old days. Susan Woody is hanging out with us this afternoon.
Oh, my gosh. That embarrasses me.
The clip that people just heard, I have a longer version of it. And in that one, your final comment is, I hope my daughter isn't listening.
Oh, I was just thinking, there's no doubt in my mind that's why she moved.
that one moment, right? We're going to take a moment here at 409 to talk to Mr. Wright on the Money, Brant McDonald from Invest Advisors. Welcome, Brant, and say hi to Susan.
Hi, Brant.
Susan, my goodness gracious.
I know, I'm still alive and everything.
We're all shocked, Brant. We're all feeling numb at the moment.
Still driving myself, not drooling or anything.
We know that you have a weird day on the market. It really kind of flatlined today, didn't it?
Well, flatlined on the Dow, but when you end the S&P 500, you look at the NASDAQ, it had a pretty good day today. This is actually absolutely sort of crazy, Greg. I mean, we saw that hot CPI reading yesterday. We got the producer price index this morning. We called in. We talked about that. It pretty much met expectations, so no real surprises. It's just that over the last few months, even wholesale prices now for 3 months in a row have been going up, up, and away. So, you know, you look at what these FOMC committee members are doing. They're out there talking on the stump and what have you. And lo and behold, they're still talking about rate cuts. I mean, and as a matter of fact, the Fed is even talking about slowing down sort of the quantitative tightening part of their balance sheet and what they've been doing with money supply from the standpoint of their quantitative policies. And there's a real chance they may even start doing quantitative easing, which is printing money again. All you have to do is look at what happened to gold today. Gold again up huge. It was almost up nearly 2%. It is like a runaway freight train moving to the upside. because the gig is up and everyone really knows what the deal is and what's going on. This situation where the government is, as I said, is borrowing unbelievable amounts of money. They're greasing the tracks. This is a highly leveraged situation, which is holding up this economy. And now the Fed is going to cut rates and possibly even slow down their balance sheet runoff. So this is all about banks. This is all about politics. This is a very historic time. This one's going to go down in the history books. It's going to be studied in econ classes for decades to come.
Wow.
I'm telling you. And you know what? I still think we're only in like maybe the third inning of this. If you think about 2010 to 2020, that was a decade that was characterized after the fallout of the financial crisis. It was characterized by zero interest rates, money everywhere, tons of liquidity. It was, you know, a growth story in the United States. This decade is totally different. From 2020, let's say, to 2030, it's not even going to come close to resembling what we saw in that last decade. It's a totally different paradigm, totally different environment. You look at inflation types companies, stocks, sectors, if you will, commodities, precious metals, industrial metals, they're all ripping to the upside. And every bit of this is because of what is happening with our White House, with the Treasury Department, and with now the Fed that looks like they're going to start to cut interest rates. All this comes at a time, as I said, where inflation is starting to turn back up again.
Yeah.
I mean, for the average household now, 25% of everything they take home is used for food. Gasoline costs are up 50% now from since Biden took office. I mean, these are real numbers. This is a very, very difficult situation for the average citizen in this country. A lot of pain still around the country. Multiple part-time jobs, credit card debt through the roof. This is not sustainable, you know. It's just not. But this White House is doing everything it can possibly do to keep this thing afloat until they get through the election. And they're willing to let inflation run hot.
Wow. We were hoping for some relief there, but I guess that's not going to happen. But that's why we have you on every day to explain what these numbers mean and what we might see coming down the road. Grant, we thank you for your time. Give the team my best and go win one for us today.
Yeah, we'll do it. And hey, listen, y'all have a great evening. Susan, good to talk with you. It's been many, many years. Hope you're doing well, and y'all have a great evening.
Thanks, Graham.
You take care. We have Papa John on the line.
Susan, it is so great to hear your voice on the radio again.
Thank you.
The morning crew now, they are a great group. But the one thing I always said about you being there, you could bring the risque to the righteously funny at any time. And it was always exciting just to see what was going to happen when you were on the show with Greg.
No, the morning show lost all its sex appeal when she flounced out of here.
Well, I didn't want to say that because, Greg, I know you still view yourself as having some of that in your being. So, you know, don't give it away, son. Hey, you're losing weight. You're getting better all the time. So claim it. It's yours. So, like I said, Susan, I just wanted to say hey and tell you, we really do miss you a lot on the morning show at times, and it's just because you brought those extra elements with you, and you never knew what was going to happen when you and Greg got together. So, thank you again for your service, and be good and have a great life, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Wow, the fan club is out.
Call me. Wow! Was I that person, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Don't you remember yelling at me one time in the lobby?
Yelling at you several
well, yeah,
times.
All right, let's see. Which volume and chapter are we referring to here? But there was a day you had gone out to get somebody's prize, and they recognized your voice and said, oh, you're the cougar, and then walked out with their gift or whatever they had won, and you were mad. Mad at me. It was like Monday,
well, you
Tuesday,
started that. I wasn't a cougar to begin with. I had just told you a story.
I told you a story about somebody seducing a young man.
No. See, you twisted that whole thing.
I did.
He seduced me.
Oh.
I was absolutely flabbergasted that he was interested. So here I'm bearing my soul to you, and you flipped that 180 degrees and made me the predator.
Oh, I would never think of you that way.
Okay,
you,
so I was married to somebody 14 years younger.
So what were you bearing that got him so interested that night?
Big deal. No, what?
What were you bearing that night?
I didn't bear anything. He almost bared. He literally stretched out on the couch and said...
Well, you have a long history of running into naked men. This is... You've told stories about guys that, I don't know, just random nudity.
Look, I'm a different person now. I'm an old lady.
You have credentials to back any of that up? 4:16 is the time. Oh, yeah, we got to do a contest here, so let's do that. I'm terribly distracted.
Who's ready to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
When we were talking to Mark Robert, he brought up something about the murder of Nicole Kidman that we had never heard before. Not Nicole Kidman, Nicole Brown.
Well, yeah, Nicole Brown Simpson.
Kidman and Simpson sound an awful lot alike.
Yeah, they do.
So... What did he reveal about that murder that we had never heard before? 272-9228. While we're waiting for the phones to ring at that number and get a winning answer to that question for Eden Bowl for Two at Bama Lanes. We'll tell you more about them later. We should have a special. You bowled a 150?
I did bowl a 150 with my grandchildren. It surprised me, honestly, how well I did. But it all has to do with the fact that the ball was perfect for me. I didn't have to choose some generic bowling ball. And you taught me to look at the arrows on the floor and not the bowling pins. So I did really well. I was surprised.
Well, the best bowling advice I ever gave you was pretend the pin in front, that's me. And you never missed it. It was just boom. Bama Lanes, by the way, Steve Landers, you know Steve.
Absolutely.
He has really done a great job. He's renovated and reinvested in Bama Lanes on Atlanta Highway.
Still on the Atlanta Highway.
Yes, and Kegler's Cove is still there. And I keep telling people, it's so much fun when you have the grandkids or the kids. Get them out of the house. Get them away from their tablets and phones and everything else for a day. And let them have some real fun knocking on real pins and out of the virtual world and into the fun at Bama Lanes. Not to mention the snack bar, which is loaded with a menu that contains five-star snack bar cuisine served by genuine bowling alley goddesses. So plan
an
event.
When are we going?
We're going to plan it.
Okay.
I realize that the clock is ticking on both of us, so we should do it sooner than later.
While we're still upright.
Bowling when you're dead is very difficult. So, yeah, we will plan that. But in the meantime... Tell you, you got time this weekend. They've got specials every day, special rates for bowling and other things going on at Bama Lanes. Get everybody out. Have some fun together. They got an arcade. If somebody in the group is not into bowling, they've got that option as well. Plus adult beverages at Kegler's Cove in Atlanta Highway and where Tommy Shaw, of course, cut his teeth. Not to mention the Blue Iguana at the Prattville Bama Lanes. Visit Bama Lanes on Facebook for all of those specials. All right, let's go to Rudy.
Hey, brother, you want to answer for what?
Yeah, what was the thing that Mark revealed about the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson that I had never heard before?
He cut her boobies off.
You're a winner!
That's got to be the most... The darkest winning answer we have ever had to a question in a contest on this show, but that's what... I had never heard that before. That detail about the murder.
I've never heard that either.
So you won Eden Bowl for Two.
I got my grandkids in the truck too.
Oh gosh!
Well,
do you think that's true? Really? Do you really think that's true? What kind of person would do that?
Sick.
Yeah.
Sick person.
Somebody in a state of obsession.
Oh man.
Because
no doubt.
Here's my philosophical thought on the whole OJ thing, and I said this on the air many times. Revenge is anger's orgasm. You achieved the revenge. He cut her throat, killed her, and I'm sure it felt great for him in that moment. And once he had released all of that...
Children in the car.
Once he had released all of that, I was... Shut up. I can't dump it now. It's too late. once he had achieved that and she couldn't hurt him anymore, then he started to realize, wow, I am in serious trouble here.
Okay, well, why do you suppose...
Hold on, Rudy. Rosie needs some info from you.
Why do you suppose that the prosecution did not bring that out?
I don't know.
That's the question.
I've watched some of the movies that were done. I've never heard that little tidbit brought up, but I trust Mark. Mark does not BS. So.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think it was bogus information, but...
I mean, the scene, you know, there's enough gore there to, you know, make the case that she was brutally and savagely murdered without giving out that particular detail.
I can't imagine why you would withhold that.
I really don't know. But okay, let's face it, that prosecution team didn't light anybody's ass on fire, in my opinion, anyway. It is 421 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We talked to Brant McDonald a moment ago. If you are concerned about the news on inflation and all the other financial catastrophes that seem to be one event away, reach out to Brandon, sit down and have a conversation with him at Invista Advisors. If you've never taken time to visit with a financial planner, Brant would be the first person to tell you, if you're not going to call him, call somebody. You work hard for your money. You kind of owe it to yourself to do the best you can to not only protect it, but grow it. Because there are, even in the worst of times, even the Great Depression, people went into that and came out on the other end in better shape because they had good advice. The number to make that appointment, nobody's going to try to sell you anything. It's just 387-0094. I had a great call to that effect yesterday from a listener. It took his mom to meet Brant, and they were really, really pleased with the way their situation went. No sales pitch whatsoever. 387-0094 for Invista Advisors. Here is Skipper on Traffic Touch 422.
Well, we have a new accident. East Boulevard in front of Baumhauer's. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. A little bit busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown. The boulevards are light to moderate this afternoon. A lot of traffic there, and folks are beginning to take 231 to Wetumpka and Troy Highway outbound from Montgomery. Traffic building there, but no major problems anywhere. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, or Montgomery. You've been here for traffic updates. So much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Little J, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Fresh deals, fresh inventory. Spring savings have sprung at Toyota of Montgomery. And we have a fresh new inventory of the new Toyotas you've been looking for. Take that spring trip in style, comfort, safety, and peace of mind in our huge selection of trucks, SUVs, and sedans. Drive the new 2024 Camry LE and lease for $299 a month. Or get low 3.99% APR financing. Spring out of your old car and into a new Toyota. And get up to $2,000 over book value for your trade. Or check out our fresh new inventory of certified pre-owned Toyotas that look, drive, and even smell brand new. Just don't wait. Spring offers end soon at Toyota of Montgomery. Online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
3.99% APR financing for 36 months. It's $29.53 for 1,000 financing. MSRP $30,958. 12,000 miles per year for 36 months. Lease for $36.38 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Excessive wear, tear, and mileage may affect trade value. Plus tax, tag, title, and 995.fee. Expires 4/30/24.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama Certification Number 09098.
Hi, everybody. We are getting ready for what's going to be a great weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little cooler. Overnight low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, look for a lot of sunshine. A nice start to a great weekend forecast. High 71 tomorrow, teasing 80 degrees on Saturday, near 83 on Sunday with more sunshine. Just a beautiful weekend. And mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Short wave. Take it down, quick. What's it say? Shut up.
Interrupting to bring you a traffic blurb in from Donnie Turner himself. 231 North, coming in from Wetumpka, traffic at a dead standstill. Looks like there may be a body on the highway.
Oh, no.
We had one of those yesterday. Somebody got ejected and they died over on Edgemont. In the rain yesterday, took a curve too tight.
We were just talking the traffic. I don't remember the traffic being as crazy as I have seen it in the past 2 days since I've been here.
Well, it is. And I think a lot of that hostility, there's two reasons. One, I think nobody's been the same, exactly the same since COVID. And two, they don't...
I thought you were going to say since I left.
Well, nothing's been the same since you left. Not that you've ever really left, because every Friday people are calling, can you play that funny thing? I've got one queued up here we're going to do in a minute. And we have a visit coming from our friend Stephania.
Oh, good.
And she'll be joining us around 4:40 somewhere in that neighborhood. Oh, I forgot to get Bossy Jeff with this.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Can I have some more vodka?
No.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guess who's here? You're not having a flashback. It's her. Susan Woody's entry music. As long as we're visiting the old days, I think I still have this on a key.
He's the yin to my yang, the Oscar to my Felix. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Greg, yes, I look like a 70s porn star, but I'm really a nice guy. Boudin.
Rosie, she said that.
Wow, I did say that.
Where was she? She said that in front of 4,000 Three Dog Night fans at the Davis Theater. Always trying to... That's why I loved her, because she always, always looked for the best thing she could say about
me.
Well,
my God, your ego is as big as the Davis.
Oh, that mic stopped. Would you go back and see Craig? Her mic just stopped working. And it may not work again. Until I decide how angry I am. East of the Rockies.
East.
Hey, Susan.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Hey, look, I just wanted to let you know that... as opposed to the legend that Greg has made you, I also know that you are a very talented actress. You sing. I don't know if you dance, but you know, you have been missed on these airways the last few years. Can I tell you a quick story about what happened to me because of you?
Oh. Well, I've got those stories too, you know.
Yeah. No. No, it wasn't a bad thing. I was walking around with my Alice t-shirt on. And this guy heard me talk, and he goes, "Hey, you sound like East of the Rockies on the radio." And I said, yeah, it's just a gag. I do that. And they said, "Well, where did you get that shirt? I remember Alice." I said, "Susan Woody gave it to me." "Susan Woody? Wow." You know, I thought I was going to have to give the guy an autograph or something. Oh, Greg, I'm driving by that place where the body was.
Oh, on 231.
Yeah, it's a morass. But listen, Susan, it's good to have you on the air today, and I hope you will come visit us again.
Well, thank you, East. I plan to.
All right, great. You have a good evening.
You too. Right, thank you.
Apparently that body we mentioned a couple of minutes ago is a pedestrian fatality.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
On 231. So that's a mess. Donnie Turner, thank you for making us aware of that situation so we can tell the listeners now when we're talking to East, because I will be starting my 20th year here April 28th. That's mind-boggling. And we've had so many new listeners come in. Some of our friends have retired or moved away.
I didn't realize until I was reminiscing that I was here before you got here.
Yes.
And
had I known.
We had sort of a rocky start to our relationship.
Yeah, but I always thought we would have great chemistry on the air and that we would have fun.
And what did Rick
say?
And
you know that's true. You've got to admit it to the listeners now, Susan. Admit it.
When you went to Rick and you said, "I think Susan and I should do a morning show together," what was his response?
"Great idea, Greg."
He did not say that.
I don't remember.
He said, "You guys will kill each other."
Oh, well.
Because I had a problem with your, let's see, what's the word? Housekeeping, I suppose.
Oh, God. I mean, come on, Susan.
Rosie, when Greg was on in the mornings on Alice, he would leave behind, I don't know, 3-4 half-full styrofoam coffee cups, cigarette butts on the console, and one or two in the chair.
I admit I was reckless with the cigarette butts. But she would go out to the parking lot, and she would look for them. And one day I came into the studio, and there was a pile of butts in my chair.
I just wanted you to understand
that is
what
so
that
against,
was all about.
That's so against what America stands for. She's out there, you know, going back and forth across the parking lot.
"You left them in my chair, mister. I was just leaving them in yours."
Okay, children. Sounds like a match made in heaven.
By the way,
I did say, once you leave this room, it is my office. Clean it up.
Why is it that when a woman treats me like that, I come back for more, Rosie? That's the question that needs to be asked here.
No, but look how much fun we had together.
Yes, we did.
We did.
East made reference to your acting talent. He is absolutely 100% right. Let's recall one of those memories.
I've got an idea with this.
It's like watching the DVD of Peter Pan back in 1984 when I flew above the stage at the Davis Theater and sprinkle fairy dust.
And listen to those cables. I'm sorry.
Buzzkill.
I couldn't resist.
You
I'm
got
sorry.
In a lot of trouble at school when you were little, didn't you? I
no.
know you did.
No,
if there's
I was
something a... funny, there's an opportunity for some humor. Doesn't matter whose feelings we hurt or whose ego we step on. Let's just say it.
We leave our egos at the door on this show. That was my first edict as commander on this rocket to success.
Said the guy who hit the dump button so fast it broke his
phone. Yeah. Yeah. Mister, I don't want anybody to know my age.
Oh, wow.
Did you have to go back? I guess you did. Once again, I just want you to picture Susan Airborne.
being held by cables, suspended over a stage, flying around
over the crowd.
You forgot the fairy dust. Surely there's that somewhere.
And then when she falls, it would be the, the humidity.
Yeah, the cables snap.
Listen to Jay.
So funny.
My stomach hurts.
We got paid to do that.
Yeah. And rather handsomely. Well, at least
you did.
Semi-good looking. It is 4:36 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I just checked Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. And I went to the category of vehicles under 10,000. Folks are shopping more pre-owned these days for budgetary reasons, which is not a problem. I mean, all the cars, I've had 8 transactions with Jack Ingram. They've all been certified pre-owned. But Jack Ingram Select is taking that program a step above in terms of assuring consumer confidence in the purchase. And I just noticed in cars under $10,000, there's a 2014 Camry there now. And what you need to know about this vehicle, if you go to see it at Jack Ingram Select on the Boulevard, it's already had an 86-point engine checkup to certify that it still runs at factory standard. That's so important. This vehicle has a clean history with the Carfax Vehicle History Report. And before they put it out on the floor with a number like 9,997, they back that up with Nissan Certified Select Program warranty. So you have, and they do this with any vehicle, foreign, import, domestic, sedans, whatever the brand, you're going to get warranty coverage. In addition to that, they offer roadside assistance, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental car reimbursement. Nobody puts those kinds of extras behind a warranty on a vehicle unless they're really, really sure that everything possible has been done to vet that vehicle to make sure it will deliver reliable driving miles so you can shop with confidence. That's what John Ingram had in mind with better selection, factory protection with Jack Ingram Select. Also new to this fleet at $8,925, a 23 Volkswagen Jetta, one of the safest cars on the road if you're shopping for a new driver. This has all the tech bells and whistles you can want in a machine, and it looks fantastic. They will not be embarrassed to be seen in this vehicle, I can promise you that. Plus, with 25 lending partners, they'll get you down. It's time to love what you drive. Find it at Jack Ingram Select. Visit the entire family of Ingram dealerships, including Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, and Audi on the Boulevard, and the entire group under jackingram.com. Back to the traffic dungeon and Skipper.
Well, we continue to be busy this afternoon. We have a crash now on Highway 14 at Alabama 143 in Wetumpka. Please use caution there. Northeast Boulevard, just past Wetumpka Highway. That is affecting eastbound traffic. It is blocked right now there. And we had an accident earlier on East Boulevard in front of Baumhauer's here in Montgomery. And by the way, please watch out if you're driving this afternoon. We've had one pedestrian hit by a vehicle. We understand that's possibly a fatality. Please use caution wherever you are this afternoon. Watch out for your fellow man. And buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clinton. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
A hearing is set for today in the disturbing case of murder and sexual torture that occurred in North Alabama. Attorneys for Kyle Luter are apparently going to detail the hallucinations he's experiencing and has reported to the jail psychologist. Luter is currently being held in custody for the recent murder of Derek Wells. Court filings show that Luter has behaved erratically since put behind bars. Luter's attorneys say that the Madison County Jail is not capable of handling Luter or providing the proper medication to curtail his behavior. They're asking for Luter to be moved and for further psychological evaluation to take place. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. my house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Police have made an arrest in the case of an explosive device that was left outside of the Alabama Attorney General's office this past February. A man from Irondale has now been arrested. 26-year-old Kyle Calvert is facing charges for malicious use of an explosive. The suspicious package did detonate in the early morning hours after it was placed in Montgomery. Fortunately, no one was injured and the building was not damaged. Ford Auto Company is recalling about 43,000 of its SUVs due to a leak in the fuel injectors, which puts the engine at risk for fires. This recall involves the 2022 and 2023 model years of the Bronco Sport and Escape. Ford says there are 5 reports of under-the-hood fires caused by this leak, but no crashes or injuries. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Hey, Biscuits fans, on Friday, April 12th, during the opening homestand, the first 1,000 fans will get a fabulous handheld Riverwalk Stadium replica presented by Alexis of Montgomery. For tickets and information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call us at 323-BALL.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all 3 floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. We are getting ready for what's going to be a great weekend. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a little cooler overnight, low temperature down to about 50. Tomorrow, look for a lot of sunshine. A nice start to a great weekend forecast. High 71 tomorrow, teasing 80 degrees on Saturday, near 83 on Sunday with more sunshine. Just a beautiful weekend. And mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Oh, what a happy hour it's been this afternoon celebrating the death of O.J. Simpson, remembering his contribution. Well,
stop.
By the way, I just read in the DailyMail.com the money he owes the Goldmans. That debt has now run up to over $100 million with interest. and the family is going after his estate, and I hope they prevail.
Doesn't he have children, though? Aren't there children in his life?
Yeah, but the Goldman family can...
Oh, I know.
...try and seize part of his assets. Mark said that he had paid some money, but I doubt if it was much, if it, there was much at all.
At this point, though, if the Goldmans get his money, who are they hurting? Not OJ. They are hurting his children, wouldn't you think?
I don't think the kids will be left penniless. I'm sure they're...
Well, no, but...
In fact, if the lawyers for this clown have been smart, they've got money that the Goldmans can't touch.
Yeah, I know. Okay. I know, but what is it going to heal? Is getting a bunch of money going to heal the Goldmans?
I think they should get something.
Well, maybe. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you know, I worked in Miami when he moved down there. And I think I've been on the air for just a few months when he was arrested for stealing cable TV. The guy had no moral compass whatsoever. None. And then that ridiculous thing he did in Vegas, the sting operation. Right. Crazy.
Yeah.
And I have another moment here.
Oh, no. You've already embarrassed me.
No. This is classic Susan and Greg.
Okay.
Because I was telling a story and you just couldn't help yourself. Which is what made the show work.
I have to tell you, I worked for this sweet, sweet, sweet lady in Spanish Fort when I was, you know, working. And I said, you know, you have to just understand that sometimes I'll just talk. And I'm
I have
sorry,
that sound
I
effect, just, Andy, I, too. We keep you around by... This is the drive to Birmingham to pick up our Abby Awards. I mean, that's what I heard in the front seat. Coming from the back. Barbara.
You know she said, well, you are a little bit extra.
Extra.
Extra. And I thought that was maybe the nicest thing anybody's ever said about me.
Say, Barbara, how are you?
Hey.
I'm having a ball listening to you guys. It's so much fun. She just brings a whole different thing to the show.
She sure does.
She doesn't know when to stop talking about things in her life, but she's been hysterical, and my favorite thing is
that's
the
a good
straw
word.
Bit.
Hysterical.
You know? So, and she encouraged it. But what I was going to tell you is I've been reading about 10 minutes on different things about O.J., and he had four children that are still left. Two with Nicole and two with somebody else I can't remember.
The first wife.
Yeah, and I think over the years, he's only paid $125,000 to the family. And I think with interest and everything, I think he still owes $96 million.
Well, it's over $100 million now. Over $100 million.
Yeah. So, I just forgot the lady's name there. How could I forget her name?
Susan.
Susan, good Lord.
We have other names that are easy to remember, I can offer.
I've been called a lot of things. My first name never...
You know, who's going to be hurt now but the kids, you know?
Right. Barbara, my first name remains the...
Everything that he was paid, it was almost $500,000 he received a year from Social Security and the NFL and something else, so... But it's just a sad, pitiful story all the way around, and I didn't know about the boob situation. My Lord.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
That's why we have Mark Robert on, man. He knows all that stuff.
I'm telling you. All right, bud, thank you so much. Susan, it's so good to hear you. Come on a regular basis.
Not thank
good.
You.
God, the reviews are bursting in here. Cindy says, best laugh on the radio, Susan Woody.
Well, I just wanted Barbara to understand that my first name remains the same. It's my last name that changes.
Said numbers and alterations over the years.
Several.
She will one day have the whitest tombstone in whatever cemetery. Look who's talking. Me.
Exactly. How many times have you been married?
I have been waiting to play this. It's 4:50. We're really tight for time here.
My goodness.
Another moment from the morning that you went back and saved later.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
Top five irrational fears at work. Number one, 25% of us are worried that we'll send a sensitive email to the wrong person or to everyone. You have to be careful when you hit that send button. Mm-hmm. 23% of us worry that we'll be fired out of the blue. Has that ever happened to you? She's raising her hand.
Only because that has happened to me.
Never mind. 21% worry that we'll accidentally open up an inappropriate website. Now, that happened to me.
Yeah, that happens to a lot of people.
Right here in the studio and in front of all people. This is back in...
Oh, please don't say Martha Roby.
No. No, in 08. When, yeah. Remember that big Republican congressional primary? There were like six or seven guys in it.
Yeah.
Jay Love.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He's sitting where you're sitting, right?
Well, what were you doing? Cruising the internet.
I wasn't cruising the internet. I got an email from somebody, and I opened it up and clicked the link inside, and right there, filling the screen with Jay Love. And honest to God, I was hoping we would have one of those rare Alabama earthquakes and it would just, the ground would just swallow me whole and burp out whatever, that would be it.
I'm sorry, I wasn't there for that.
No, it couldn't happen when we have, you know, Ben Hagler in the studio, right? Because if Ben sees, it's only going to be, how cool is that? But Jay Love, devoted Christian, and all-around good guy.
How quickly did you move to get that off the screen?
Actually, it was hard to close. You hit the close button and something else would pop up. So I was chasing all these porn images around on the computer screen. And it wasn't even classy. This was not like boudoir photography.
There's an oxymoron, classy porn, as opposed to just basic porn. Classy porn.
I just reached down and shut the computer off in space. Well, the good news is...
It's not your usual morning show.
Oh. Yeah, no kidding.
Thank goodness.
But I will never forget. That was just so mortifying because he was a very devout Christian man. Uh-huh. And that's my luck when somebody like that is there. And that was just an email. I was trying to catch up and there was a link. I thought it was some kind of a news story. And I never knew my hands could move so fast, but it was one of those where you close out one and then another one would come up here and there, and I did eventually have to reach down and hit the off button on the computer itself to shut it down. And I never had the courage to apologize.
Oh, no.
Well, it seemed like he didn't notice. How he didn't notice, I don't know. Because he had a face full of some of the largest adult images you could possibly want to see.
Oh, I just thought of a joke, but I can't tell it on the air.
Oh. Well, your body sense of humor will be much appreciated because we're going into a break. I'd like to know what's going on. You said the car that you drive is one that Don Duncan... You asked if he was still with us. Yeah, very much so. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mitch is all grown up and married and has a kid.
Oh, my goodness, no.
And I remember when you
that just made me feel like 120 years old. Thank you.
You were cougaring him.
I was not.
When he was, I think it was mid to late teens.
Mitch never said anything. Remember how quiet he was?
He's still pretty quiet.
Is he?
But he is running Don's new location on Mount Duncan in Millbrook.
No, I had to take my car in. I got a recall. And I took it to Pelham, Alabama, actually, to get it fixed. And on the lot was a sports car, a little tiny sports car convertible. And I'd always wanted one, and it called my name. And so I called my daughter, who was the smart one, and usually talks me off a ledge if I'm going to do something stupid.
Right.
And she said, Mom, you've always wanted one. Get it. And then I called my son-in-law, the banker, and he said, you can do this. You got it. You do it. And I thought, okay, well, I'm calling Don Duncan. Should I buy this car? And he said, absolutely. My wife's been driving one for 15 years. Wow. Do it. And that was all I needed to hear. When Don Duncan said, do it, I did it. And it's been so much fun.
Yes, he has that. He and Donnie Turner both, MBB has been a sponsor for so long. And I got rear-ended on Taylor Road, not real bad, but enough to be concerned to have it checked out. And I took it over to see Donnie. And Donnie, being Donnie Turner, throws a sheet of cardboard on the ground and he's getting underneath the vehicle. When all I was really thought he'd want to see is the back bumper. I said, what you doing down there, Donnie? And he said, well, I'm checking your battery connections because if any of those are jarred loose, you could have a bigger problem. And he finally gets up and he dusts his hands off and he says, you should take this over to your friend Tip at Jack Ingram and look at something new because of the mileage and so forth. And that's what I did.
Yeah, yeah. Donnie's, well, that's where I always, if I needed to get a car fixed for a dent or so, that's exactly where I went.
We're very lucky to have two of the most integrous people in automotive service with Donnie and, of course, Don Duncan. The location downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just in the one. And we need tires. Don't forget they have wholesale price major name brand tires because Don has direct relationships with those manufacturers. And they always quote you a price that includes installation. And look for Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook. We're getting ready for the 5 o'clock news coming up. We have a traffic report from Skipper, the Wall Street Business Report, and more. You going to be able to hang out with us for a little while longer?
Sure.
Awesome. Awesome. Susan,
my
Woody.
Bedtime. What time is it?
Almost 5.
Okay. Yeah, I got a good couple
of already missed the early bird special by an hour. It's all coming back. I can't help it.
Our latest accident going to be a minor crash. Highway 14 right near Highway 143 in Wetumpka. Please use caution there. Northeast Boulevard just past Wetumpka Highway. We've had an accident there. They've got one lane blocked, a pedestrian hit by a vehicle. We understand that may be a fatality. And East Boulevard in front of Baumhauer's had an accident there a little earlier. We're hoping that one's out of the way. Traffic's light to mostly moderate all over the area right now. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We are going to keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Jumps for big tech stocks help U.S. stock indexes claw back much of their slide from the day before when worries that interest rates may stay high for a while rocked Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ Composite jumped 1.7% to set a record. The Dow edged down by less than 0.1%. Apple was the strongest single force pushing the market upward, and Amazon climbed to set a new record, topping its prior high set in 2021. The Dow was down 2 points to 38,459. The NASDAQ gained 271 to 16,442. The S&P 500 up 38 points to 51.99. New York oil fell $1.19 to $85.02 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers,